This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, April 10th. Well, we got a little bit of follow through to the upside in lives and feeders yesterday. So after kind of a washout on Friday, Monday comes in and you're stable, just basically moving sideways. Yesterday, you come back in and the market has a bit more to it on the upside. Still a long way to go to even recover the losses of the last couple of weeks, much less the last month. But nevertheless, the market does appear to be absorbing the bird flu news fairly well. Still a lot of nervousness out there, a lot of uncertainties and unknowns. But at least for now, the futures market is holding together fairly well. Front month live cattle were up about $1.30. The May feeders were up $2.27. So getting, a nice updraft with some bull spread type of activity as well. In the cash trade, pretty quiet, but we saw a few head trading in the Fed trade at around 186. That's actually down one from last week. Nothing on the dress trade so far this week. Box beef values were very quiet. Choice was up 2 cents at 302. Select down 37 cents at 300 even. The spread gained 39 cents. We're sitting at 219. Movement was a pretty healthy 146 loads. So again, now for the third week in a row, we're seeing box beef volume be strong, and that's definitely an encouraging sign. The slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head, so that's the best we've seen in a couple weeks as well. So far for the week, we're sitting at 246. That is up 17,000 just from a week ago, and it's up 9,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash market from Monday saw around 4,700 head trade. Average price, $239.41, so that's down 5 from the previous day. The 7-day average was down 279 at 245.83, so that's a pretty big hit to the 7-day average, and I think it reflects just the volatility that we saw here shortly after the bird flu was announced. The feeder cattle cash markets were kind of all over the place, so that's starting to reflect itself in the average. But moving forward, it's nice to see the market stabilize. It's great to see box beef volume continue to be strong. So it looks like the retailers are stocking up for the spring grilling season a little bit later than normal. Some of that could have been the early Easter holiday, but it's nice to see regardless. And I think that's going to be supportive to the cash market, certainly. And that should spill over to some better support for the futures market as well, at least in the near term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.